Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, our adamant readers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You've tuned into IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Bookshelf, and I'm Hussein, and I'm here if you're interested in a book to give you deeper insight about your religion. So as Muslims, we believe that God created us to worship Him. Our success lies in how much we can acquire God's traits and how similar to Him we become. To that end, God sent us to the world of instabilities and tests, but we're not left all by ourselves here. He provides various means of guidance, including our intellect, but more importantly, His prophets. Since all of man's progeny has been created in order to succeed, we believe that God never leaves the world without a representative. The prophets were God's representatives on earth. They taught the people and led their communities in order to design an ideal system for flourishment. So generations would be theoretically raised under that system and reach their peak if they were given that opportunity by their community and if they didn't ruin it after their prophet died. With the death of our prophet, religious leadership and guidance was embodied in the form of imamate, who, in describing Imam Ali, as the prophet says, except in receiving revelations, is the same to the prophet in every way. The duty of an imam is to lead people just like the prophet, and so it follows that the intricacies that are required for prophethood warrant that an all-knower, that is God, appoint the prophet, so the imam must be appointed by God too. 12 imams followed the prophet, beginning with Ali and ending with Mahdi. But the Mahdi went into occultation some 1,000 years ago. Since God never abandons us with no leader, the Mahdi has remained alive through all those years and shall remain alive until he reappears and establishes the just government of God. This belief is among our essential religious beliefs. However, followers of other religions and creeds doubt the existence of Mahdi. For instance, Ibn Taymiyyah reproaches the Shia for believing in Mahdi and calls the idea stupid. Today, we want to look at some of the doubts that are raised about the Mahdi and what the responses are. Stay tuned.
Oh Mahdi,
oh Mahdi, life's to this heart we present. Oh Mahdi, how was is the song content? Oh Mahdi, life's to this heart we present. Oh Mahdi, how was is the song content? In division, in oppression, Mahdi's nation wants Mahdi, wants Mahdi.
You are back on IRIB English Radio and this is Bookshelf. We were talking about Mahdi and how some people have doubts about him. If we want to have a dialogue with followers of other beliefs, we have to first find common ground. We have plenty of common ground with our Sunni brothers, and so today's book leverages our common beliefs and makes use of the generally accepted arguments and valid methodologies to discuss the Shia opinion about Mahdi. The book we want to introduce today is The Promised Savior, An Inquiry into the Imamate of Imam Mahdi from the Viewpoint of Muslim Thinkers. And the author is Ayatollah Sayyid Ali al-Husseini al-Milani. The book is translated by Sayyid Abdul Ra'uf Afzali. You can download the book for free from al-islam.org. It comes in 62 pages. The first part is about Mahdawiyat and the Imam Mahdi from the viewpoint of Muslim thinkers. It talks about Muslim community and Imam Mahdi and the Mahdawiyat in successively reported traditions. Mahdi belongs to the Prophet's progeny and the promised Mahdi is born. The second part is about the counter traditions about Imam Mahdi, and the third part is questions of Mahdawiyat and doubts about it. Ayatollah Ali Milani was born in Najaf in 1948, and he is the grandchild of Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Razavi Tabrizi and the Grand Ayatollah Milani. He studied under such figures as Ayatollah Tabatabai. He holds fiqh lessons in Qom and has founded several institutes dedicated to Islamic research. All right, don't go anywhere, because we're going to read an excerpt of this book just after the break. Yo! You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and we're reading the book The Promised Savior by Ayatollah Milani, which you can download from al-islam.org. I'm going to read page 44, The Issue of Mahdawiyat and Important Questions. Among the important questions concerning the issue of Mahdawiyat is Imam Mahdi's long life. Taftazani does not deny that Mahdi, son of Imam Hassan al-Askari, is born. What he terms as unacceptable is his extraordinary long life. It is on the basis of such an opinion that some Sunni scholars, based on existing evidence, accept that Imam Mahdi is born, but claim that he is no longer alive. Their opinion is, however, in contradiction with the prophetic tradition, saying, "He who dies without knowing the Imam of his time dies the death of ignorance." According to this tradition, there is no time without an Imam. On the one hand, since they know that the rejection of Imam Mahdi's long life is in contradiction with traditions, they do not explicitly reject his long life. As a result, they accept his birth, though they say they don't know what has happened to him. Something might seem incredible before it happens, but once it happens, it's no longer incredible. So for example, you believe that something is impossible, but if it happens for once, you can no longer be sure about its impossibility, and your certainty will decrease. Now, if the same phenomenon happens for twice and thrice, your certainty will also decrease correspondingly. If this process continues to happen, your certainty will continue to decrease. Now, in response to what Taftazani has said, it must be pointed out that Allah has given long lives to many, including Noah, Khidr, and Jesus Christ. The belief in Jesus' long life is an essential belief among Muslims, and no one can deny that Jesus is alive now. Similarly, based on Sunni traditions, Dajjal is alive now, and they believe firmly that he is alive. Now that there have been many people in the world who have lived long lives, no one could deny as improbable Imam Mahdi's long life. The discoveries and inventions we observe every day also make impossibles possible. The belief cherished by Taftazani and his likes that long life is improbable gets increasingly weakened as history proceeds ahead. To explain it further, some of our scholars have said that it may look queer if someone claims that he is able to walk on the surface of water, but if he does it for once and people watch it, they will somewhat change their views concerning walking on water's surface. If he does it for many times, it will become a natural act and everyone will easily accept it. Ibn Taymiyyah basically refuses to accept that Khidr is alive now, saying that most scholars are of the view that he is dead by now. He rejects the fact that Khidr is alive in order to be able to say that the point that Mahdi is alive by now is very unlikely. Contrary to Ibn Taymiyyah, in his Al-Isaba, Ibn Hajar Asqalani considers Khidr as one of the companions of the Holy Prophet. Likewise, in his Tahdhib al-Asma wal-Lughat, Hafiz Nawawi, a 6th or 7th century scholar, openly says that according to most scholars, Khidr is alive now.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Alright, unfortunately my time is over, but as you can see, the book goes into very interesting details and in a very fair way to discuss Mahdawiyat from both schools' point of view. We thank you for being with us and for taking a break from your daily busyness and tapping into the calmness of reading a book. This was Bookshelf from IRIB English Radio Iran. And if you missed the show, you can always download an archive from our website. I'm in a lot of rush, so assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.